Okay, open your Bibles to Matthew chapter 22. I want to share a couple of scriptures today related to Jesus and eating before we close. As we are being thankful today, I want to share some things to help channel our thankfulness. Okay, I want to read a few scriptures about Jesus and the way he ate with people to help us channel our thankfulness. When thankfulness wells up in our hearts, it needs to come out somehow, right? It wants to come out. It urges you to do something because you've been blessed. And we're about to eat together and take the Lord's Supper together at the tables. And I want to read a few scriptures about some things Jesus said and did about eating. As we go, we're going to go into the Thanksgiving season, right? And then there's going to be a Christmas season and New Year's. And you might have a dinner or two at your house between now and then. You might even eat every day at a school cafeteria or a work cafeteria. But I bet you'll have some opportunities of eating with people to think about a couple of things. Matthew chapter 22 and verse 8. Jesus has just told a parable about a king who invited his guests to come to a wedding feast. A wedding banquet, I should say, for his son. And his wealthy invitees did not come. The people who were his subjects in political and business dealings, they turned him down in the parable. And so in verse 8, the king was enraged at the insult being offered to his son by the people not coming. And he said to his servants, "The wedding banquet is ready, but those I invited did not deserve to come. Go to the street corners and invite to the banquet anyone you find." So the servants went out into the streets and gathered all the people they could find, both good and bad. And the wedding hall was filled with guests. You know, that was Jesus' way of thinking about eating with people, wasn't it? Jesus did not segregate the kind of people he ate with based on whether society thought them worthy or not, based on whether society thought that they were good or bad or what people's perception of them was. Jesus loved people and ate with them. And that's what he teaches in this parable. He said, go out to the street corners and bring everybody in. And it says they brought in both good and bad, as people would have seen it. Jesus lived this out. Back up to Matthew chapter 9. Flip back a couple of pages there. It says, as Jesus went on from there, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at a tax collector's booth. "Follow me," he told him. And Matthew got up and followed him. Tax collectors were not popular people. And, well, they're probably still not popular people today. Over here, we got somebody that can tell us. So, you know, a tax collector in that day might have even worked for the pagan Roman Empire. And they were thought to be stealing from their own people to, you know, enrich the pagans. Matthew was a tax collector. It says, while Jesus, in verse 10, was having dinner at Matthew's house, many tax collectors and sinners came and ate with him and his disciples. You know, I read one interpreter this morning who said, you know, oftentimes in the language of that day, when they call people sinners, it was a euphemism for prostitutes. Jesus, many tax collectors and sinners came and ate with Jesus and the disciples. And when the Pharisees saw this, they asked his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners? Why does your teacher eat with those people?" Jesus practiced what he preached, didn't he? He was not concerned about what the Pharisees thought about it. He ate with people who had needs. He ate with people who needed to be loved. He ate with people who needed to be cared for, because that's why he came. Luke chapter 14. Let's read one more. Luke chapter 14. I'm going to read in verse 1. It says, one Sabbath, Jesus went to eat in the house of a prominent Pharisee. Now Pharisees were the upper crust of society, okay? They were the respected religious leaders, and most of them probably did okay financially as well. A prominent Pharisee. I mean, this is a big shot. And it says down in verse 7, Jesus noticed how the guests at the prominent Pharisee's banquet picked the places of honor at the table. And so Jesus told them a parable about not putting themselves first and about not bringing honor on themselves. But as Jesus was so disgusted as he watched at this party of socialites, Jesus was so disgusted, he also looked over at his host and he made sure to tell him, you know, you really, you know, Simon, you just shouldn't have a party like this. You've invited the wrong people. Listen to what he says. Jesus looked at the host after he downgrades the guest and berates them politely, but firmly, very firmly. He looks at his host and said, when you give a luncheon or dinner, do not invite your friends, your brothers or relatives or your rich neighbors. If you do, they may invite you back and you'll be repaid. But when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed. Although they cannot repay you, you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous. That was Jesus' habits. That was the way Jesus lived his life when he ate with people. Isn't that inspiring? When I read those things, did you find yourself saying, I want to do that. I want to be better at that. I want to do more of that in my life. You know, we had a class with the teens recently on bullying. And we talked about both sides of bullying. But one thing we talked about is, you know, a person may not be being bullied at school, but maybe they're sitting off by themselves being ignored, passively bullied, if you will. And we challenged the teens, you be the person who does what Jesus said here. You go and find that person who's by themselves, and you be the one who changes things for them. When you go to work, there are people who are left out because other people don't like them, look down on them, have something against them, gossip about them. What do you do? Do you join in the gossip, or do you go say, hey, I'm the one who's going to go sit with that person and befriend to somebody that everybody else leaves out? So many ways. We're going to, again, I bet you're going to have dinners and things over the holidays, some of us. Who are you going to invite? I hope our guest list is impacted by reading these scriptures today. But we are going to have a meal together. And you may be with people you know, and you may be sitting around the table with people you don't know very well. And if you're with people you don't know very well, that's awesome. You're going to get an opportunity to get to know somebody better. Maybe you didn't pick to sit with them and get to know them today, but the Lord may have chosen that you would get to know them today. All right, I'm going to say a prayer of thanksgiving for the food, as well as thank God that we're going to be able to take communion together. But when you get ready, please do, again, someone can take the lead at your end of the table, and you guys maybe share some, and you can have your own prayer if you'd like at that point. Let's give thanks. Father in heaven, we want to thank you today that we can be here to hear just a few people share, Lord, their thanks. Lord, we know that most of us are thankful for people here and for other things. And Lord, as we're being thankful, we know that there are things we struggle to be thankful for. There are things that are difficult in our lives, things that are challenges that we're like, okay, Lord, I want to thank you for that, but I just don't know how to because it's so hard. But Father, we thank you this morning for Jesus. We thank you that though he was without sin, he gave up the privileges of deity to come and live as a man, live as God in the flesh, and suffer the things that we suffer and be tempted in all ways like we are, yet be without sin. We thank you that he suffered all of the things that we suffer in so many ways and learned obedience by the things which he suffered. And as he was made perfect, he became obedient even unto death on a cross, so that he might give his life for us, so that he might bear our sins in his body on the cross and shed his blood so that our hearts might be sprinkled, cleansed from an evil conscience. Father, we thank you for that this morning. We want to remember that in a little while with the bread and with the cup, Lord, that represents to us his body and his blood. And we thank you that we can do it together today with people around us who are also on the same journey of faith and looking to grow in you, and learn, grow in your Son. Father, we also just thank you for the food that we're going to receive and for those who prepared it. And we ask you to give us our health so that we might go and bless others as we eat this food and gain strength from it. In Jesus' name, amen. So again, if you have children, please go upstairs.